With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Pentagon chief says the U.S. remains laser-focused on what it set out to achieve in the war with Iran. War Secretary Hegseth says the Americans aim to
destroy missiles, launchers, and Iran's defense industrial base so they cannot rebuild, destroy their navy, and Iran never gets a nuclear weapon. Our objectives from day one.
And on this 20th day of the war, the Israeli military says it has struck Iranian targets in the Caspian Sea for the very first time. President Trump responds to Iran's latest strikes on its Gulf Arab neighbors.
An Israeli attack on Iran's South Pars natural gas field Wednesday prompted the Islamic Republic's president to warn of uncontrollable consequences that could engulf the entire world. And Tehran followed up with strikes on its Persian Gulf neighbors, hitting gas facilities in Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates. Earlier, a source told AP the U.S. was informed of Israel's planned strike, but did not take part. On social media, President Trump wrote Israel would not attack South Pars again, but warned if Iran continues striking Qatar's energy infrastructure, the U.S. would retaliate, and in his words, massively blow up the entirety. I'm Ben Thomas.
GOP Senator Mark Wayne Mullen's nomination to serve as Homeland Security Secretary is now headed to the Senate for a debate and a vote. The nomination forwarded by the Homeland Security Committee earlier this morning. $3.88 a gallon, that's AAA's national average for gasoline as of this morning, and that is up 4 cents a gallon from yesterday's price. On Wall Street, stocks are sharply lower. The Dow is down about 261 points, while the NASDAQ is off 129, and the S&P trading 28 points lower. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Illinois.
Alliance Defending Freedom has settled a lawsuit with the Chicago Board of Education over its refusal to allow students at Moody Bible Institute to fulfill the student teaching part of their degree program at public schools. ADF spokesman Jeremiah Gallus says, quote, "We're pleased to reach this favorable outcome that will allow Moody students to participate in the Chicago Public Schools intern program. We're hopeful other public officials will take note." Michael Harrington reporting.
A federal judge has ordered Texas to extend its private school voucher application deadline after the state blocked Islamic schools from the program. The judge has reset the deadline to March 31st. Four Muslim parents and three Islamic schools are suing state leaders, saying that Texas discriminated against their religion. Controller Kelly Hancock says that some of the schools are connected to terrorism through events linked to a Muslim civil rights group. This is SRN News. Major League Baseball has plans to bring back the World Baseball Classic.
Commissioner Rob Manfred says the league has discussed mid-season tournaments after the end of Fox's All-Star Game deal. It runs through 2028. Now it's planning to bring back the World Baseball Classic in 2029 or 2030. All previous six WBCs have been played during spring training, and teams sometimes limit players. This year, the tournament set attendance and TV records. Top games drew far bigger audiences than in 2006. Bob Agner reporting.
To no one's surprise, the Federal Reserve is holding its key short-term interest rate right where it is. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell citing an increasingly uncertain outlook for the American economy and inflation given the war with Iran. U.S. national debt surpassed $39 trillion just weeks into the war in the Mideast. More details at SRNNews.com.